Track 6. Around the world, a network of generous gardeners share havens of peace and beauty for free, including some beautiful gardens in Norfolk.
The grounds of a historic hall in North Elmham, a tiny patch of planting and church ruins in South Walsham, a minister's retirement project in Thetford, and a chapel garden in Walsingham are all quiet gardens. There are 300 quiet gardens across the world, welcoming people to rest and recuperate, walk, pray, paint, write, and meditate.
The garden at St Seraphim's Orthodox Chapel in Little Walsingham is laid out as a pilgrimage journey from a rose-covered pergola, past raised flower beds and a Celtic cross made of sedum, to a hilltop hut with views across the village. The chapel was created in the old railway station in the 1960s and became a centre for the creation of traditional icon paintings. Sylvia Batchelor of St Seraphim's Trust said, "The garden has been closed for the past year, but happily it hasn't been completely empty. A few local families have still come to visit this beautiful space with their children by prior appointment. There have been some unexpected but very visible benefits from the lockdown. With no cars and buses in the coach park and no volunteers in the garden, wildlife has returned with a vengeance. I've seen more bees of all types, noticeably more honeybees, which have been in decline in recent years. Several types of butterflies have been spotted already, and the garden has been busy all year with birds and birdsong. Blackbirds in recent days have been singing for longer and more loudly than we have heard for a long time, positively full of life. The break in mowing the grass has seen violets and daisies blooming, attracting more bees and butterflies than ever." And she said the garden, which is managed for wildlife without pesticides, became home to a pair of Egyptian geese and their brood of 8 goslings.
The Sacristan's Garden was created alongside South Walsham Parish Church in the ruined part of the old church of St Lawrence. It is planted with many medieval and biblical herbs. It is created on the footprint of the missing parts of St Lawrence Church, which were destroyed by fire in 1827, said Nicola Arrowsmith Brown, who has been involved with the garden since it was created 26 years ago. Volunteers spend one morning a month through the spring and summer looking after the garden, and Nicola said, "It has been visited during lockdown probably more than usual as everyone is going for walks. We get positive comments about the peace of the place. It is very much our intention to create a place of repose." The two churches, which share a churchyard, are planning a flower festival on June 26th and 27th. "We hope to encourage visitors to the garden, which should be looking and smelling its best," said Nicola.
Retired Methodist minister Ken Nichols visited quiet gardens across the country as part of a sabbatical project, and now he and his wife Heather have their own. They share the gardens of Lake House, Thetford, with quiet garden visitors, and have also built an annex for people needing somewhere to stay and open the garden in aid of charities. Their garden has been used for away days and retreats by groups of carers and people on church courses, and the lakes are a haven for otters and kingfishers too.
The garden at Elmham House, North Elmham, near Dereham, was originally laid out in the 1840s and is gradually being restored by Tom and Joe Fitzalan Howard. "Each year we do another little area," said Joe. Her great-grandmother built the house close to the site of an older hall in 1928, and Joe said she and her husband had both independently arrived at the idea of converting an old game larder dating back to 1840 into a chapel. "An old pilgrim's way comes right into the park," she said. "A pilgrim route along paths and tracks from Norwich to Walsingham has recently been opened as the Walsingham Way and runs close to the gardens. It used to be quite a grand garden," said Joe. "I think it was a little shooting estate used by a family from Kent and had an ice house, game larder and dovecot, really pretty little buildings. Today, the garden includes parkland, more formal planting, a shrubbery bright with flowering azaleas and rhododendrons at this time of year, a walled garden and orchard, a wildflower area, and the octagonal chapel. Joe said that, pre-COVID, they had been used to inviting people in for their village fetes and other visits and wanted to share their garden again. "We don't really relax in the garden as much as we should do because you always have something else which needs doing. So we wanted it to benefit other people," she said. For more information on visiting Quiet Gardens, see quietgarden.org.